This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Should I worry about Anthony Rizzo, who took a 99-mile-per-hour fastball off his wrist, or should I worry about Addison Russell, who seems to not have a lot of juice on the ball when he throws it from shortstop, or should I worry about the Chicago Cub fan who spent 6 hours at a baseball game?
Well, let's see. I don't think you should worry about the injuries. I think for the most part, everybody's all right. I talked to Anthony after the game, and he said he feels fine. He's got a bandage on the forearm, but that looked bad, didn't it? Aroldis Chapman hitting him to tie the game, but fortunately, I think he's going to be all right. And Schwarber with the great catch. You know, I think the spirit of Ernie was hovering over Wrigley Field when he said, let's play two. And thankfully, after the Cubs lost, it only counts as one.
That's right.
Yeah. That was crazy. I didn't think the at-bats were particularly good in extra innings. As you know, sometimes when you get into those situations, everybody tries to be a hero and hit the ball out of the ballpark. But after maybe their best inning offensively of the season against Aroldis Chapman, there weren't a lot of great at-bats. And you knew somebody was going to score at some point, and unfortunately it was the visitors in the 18th.
I really had that feeling that once they got to walk-off territory that they might have been overswinging a little bit. But,
yeah.
It was probably happening on both sides. And what a ridiculous baseball game. I mean, you think the game is over. Let me just say this. When you come back in the bottom of the ninth and score three runs against one of the most dominant closers in history, you're supposed to win that game.
Yep. You're right. You always win that game, it feels like. And unfortunately, last night / this morning, that was not the case. But, you know, the good thing is, even though the bullpen is worn out, we're in Denver now. So this is a place where bullpens go to die, you know.
Yes.
And baseball is weird, right? Because we were talking off the air. It's like, well, it doesn't feel like the Cubs are going to win tonight, but this is the kind of game that you do win. The Rockies are rested. They were home. You've got a bullpen that's completely in tatters right now because of all the innings. But you find a way, and Jake Arrieta will take the ball tonight, and you never know.
Yeah, Jake Arrieta pinch-hitting. Lackey Arrieta, the pinch. I mean, they were clearing
Hendricks.
The bench. Hendricks,
yep.
At the end of the game, all forced to come in and pinch hit. It was all hands on deck. And yes, it would be a ridiculous thing if they won tonight, being tired, getting on a plane after that game, and like you, getting absolutely no sleep, and now they're playing in Denver. The contrarian in us all would say, well, it makes no sense for them to win. So, scratch in a victory for the Cubs tonight in Colorado.
I got them 14-13 in 16 innings tonight.
Miguel Montero getting the win on the mound.
Yeah, I like it. Well, he had a day of rest, so he should be good to go.
Okay. Hey, remember when we told people that tickets would sell out for the benefit concert at Metro, Hot Stove, Cool Music, annual benefit concert? Well, they sold out. There are still some VIP tickets available and still another headliner to be announced. So we'll give you that information down the road.
Yeah, maybe in about a week or so we'll have some more info. And a few extra tickets end up getting released in the weeks before. So keep on our Twitter accounts and MetroChicago.com. And if you want to get in, you may find a way to squeeze in. But as you said, it's going to be the hot place to be.
Thank you for, I was going to say getting up. Thanks for staying up for the last 36 hours, Len Casper. We appreciate it.
Oh, always for you, Len.
Okay, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good.
Len Casper, Len and Lynn, Mondays and Fridays, 8:30 in the morning on XRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.